Indigenous heavy metal band Merciless Indian Savages uses its music and lyrics to take a critical look at issues impacting Native people. KUCB's Kanisha McGlashan Price sat down with the band's co-founder to talk about music and activism.
My name is Jacob, or Tiflach, my Unangach name. I'm from Akutan, which is a village in the Aleutians on Akutan Island. That's where I grew up most of my childhood. So that's where, you know, that's home for me.
Jacob Tiklas Depitin co-founded and plays lead guitar for the Indigenous heavy metal group, Merciless Indian Savages. They have song titles like Pseudo Savior, Manifest Death, and Kill the Man, Save the Indian. They grab your attention, but Stepitin says the point is to create an opportunity to talk about Indigenous issues. Raised in Nechan and Yigam, Stepitin's introduction to music was influenced by his community and kin. Heavy metal was popular when he was growing up in the Unangam village of about 100 people. He remembers growing up in his aunties and uncles' homes listening to Metallica.
And so, as a kid, that was just one of the types of music that I was surrounded by, and I latched on to that. I would spend a lot of time at my cousin's house, and my older cousins, they all played Metallica and they all played instruments. And I just thought they were really cool, you know, like all my cool older cousins, and they're all jamming out, playing Metallica songs together. That's kind of where it originated. And then it just expanded from there.
Stepitin started his music journey when he was 12 and has been dialing in his metal riffs since. In 2014, he began playing music with his college roommate, another Indigenous metalhead, and together the two founded MIS. Their music addresses a lot of heavy topics, some that come from their own experiences.
I think our lyrical content focuses a lot on things that make us angry about, you know, the Indigenous experience. Because I feel like you could also write a lot of really positive music, but that's the nature of the genre. You know, we're metalheads, we're passionate about metal, so the nature of the genre isn't really positive.
Each song that the band writes highlights an aspect of the Indigenous experience. But more specifically, Stepitin says they want to call attention to the histories and systems that perpetuate colonization.
In the Declaration of Independence, it calls the Indigenous people of the land merciless Indian savages.
Stepitin says racist language in the Declaration was included in a list of wrongdoings the King of England had committed against the United States.
One of those bad things supposedly is, I think the quote is like, he has brought on the merciless Indian savages, and then says something about how they only know anything about war and death or killing or something like that. So it's pretty brutal, and it's obviously like extremely racist, which is not a surprise for something that was written in the 1700s.
Stepitin says their band name is an educational opportunity.
But like I said, I don't think we're trying to embrace this name as if it's a valid description for who we are. It's like an intentional misnomer.
After graduating college in 2019, Stepitin and his fellow band members relocated to Tempe, Arizona, the ancestral homelands of the Ocumel-Alvim people. With the music scene rising again since the beginning of the pandemic, MIS looks forward to performing together more and playing their debut album, Kill the Man, Save the Indian. Reporting from Ululum, Tanungan, I'm Kanisha McGlashan Price. Yeah!